The TNP relief valve and water heater safety. What the temperature and pressure relief valve protects against a tank turning into a steam bomb, how it's rated and piped, why it weeps or dumps, and the discharge line rules. The single most important safety device on any water heater. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. The TNP temperature and pressure relief valve is the one device standing between a water heater and a catastrophic tank rupture. It's a spring-loaded valve threaded into the top or upper side of every storage tank. If the water gets too hot or the pressure gets too high, it opens and dumps water to relieve the condition. It's the last line of defense against a runaway tank, and it is non-negotiable on every install. If you understand nothing else about water heater safety, understand this. A tank full of water heated well past boiling, held together only by the tank shell, contains an enormous amount of stored energy. Let that shell fail and the superheated water flashes to steam instantly, and the tank becomes a rocket. The TNP valve exists to make sure the water never gets there. How it works? The valve has two independent triggers. Pressure element. A spring set to open at a fixed pressure, almost always 150 psi on residential heaters. If tank pressure climbs to 150 psi from thermal expansion, a stuck heating control, or a closed system with no expansion tank, the valve cracks open and relieves it. Temperature element. A probe, often a wax/thermostatic element, that reaches into the top of the tank water and opens the valve if the water hits about 210 degrees, just below boiling at atmospheric pressure. This protects against the real danger, a heater whose thermostat or gas control has failed and is heating without limit. Either trigger opens the valve. The temperature side is the critical one, because that's what prevents the steam explosion bleed type scenario. A tank that overheats with a stuck control and a blocked or missing TNP is exactly how water heaters violently fail. In the field, what you actually do with TNP valves. Verify it's there, rated correctly, and oriented right. The valve's relief temperature slash pressure 210 degrees slash 150 psi must be at or below the tank's rated working pressure. The probe must be in the water, not screwed into an empty bushing. Check the discharge pipe. This is where techs and handymen fail constantly. The discharge line must be the same diameter as the valve outlet, typically 3/4, run downhill the whole way, be made of an approved material rated for the temperature, terminate within a safe distance of the floor or to an approved point, and have no valve, no cap, no threads on the end, and no reduction. It can't trap water and it can't be plumbed where a discharge would scald someone or go unnoticed. Test it carefully. Lifting the test lever should produce a strong flow of water, and then receipt. On an old valve, lifting it can keep it from receding. The seat is mineral crusted. Be ready to replace it. Many techs just replace a 5-plus-year-old valve rather than risk it. Diagnose weeping slash dumping. It's almost never the valve going bad on its own. See faults below. Normal values and targets. Standard residential rating. 150 psi pressure, 210 degrees temperature relief. Discharge pipe, same size as the outlet type. 3/4. No reduction. No threads on the terminal end. Pitched continuously downward, ending an approved short distance above the floor slash drain off and within about 6 inches of the floor or to an approved location. Normal supply pressure. Street slash well pressure should sit well under 80 psi. Above that, code wants a pressure reducing valve. A TNP set at 150 psi should never relieve on normal pressure. Expected service life. These are cheap. Replacing on water heater change out and any time it weeps is standard. Common faults and what they mean. Valve drips slash weeps intermittently. Usually thermal expansion in a closed system. Every time the burner slash element heats the water it expands. Pressure spikes past 150 psi. And the valve relieves a little. The fix is an expansion tank. Not a new TNP. A check valve, PRV, or backflow preventer closes the system. Without an expansion tank, the TNP becomes the pressure relief by default. Valve weeps constantly slash streams. Supply pressure too high, failed PRV, where the valve seat is fouled and won't reseat. Check static pressure first. Replace the valve if pressure is normal. Valve dumps hot water slash lets go hard. The temperature side opened. The water actually got to about 210 degrees. This is a serious finding. The heating control failed and the tank overheated. Find and fix the runaway stuck gas control, welded thermostat, grounded element. The TNP just saved the house. No drip, but you find it plugged slash capped. Someone fix the dripping by capping it. This is dangerous. The tank now has no relief. Remove the cap. Fix the real cause, expansion tank slash PRV. Install a proper discharge line. Tech tips and gotchas. A dripping TNP is a symptom, not the disease. 9 times out of 10 it's thermal expansion needing an expansion tank, or high street pressure needing a PRV. Swapping the valve without fixing the cause just means it drips again next week, or worse, the homeowner caps it. Never, ever cap, plug, or valve off a TNP discharge. If you find one capped, that's a red tag level safety issue. The whole point is unobstructed relief. The temperature relief is the one that matters most. Pressure relief handles nuisance expansion. Temperature relief prevents the explosion. Make sure the probe is actually in the tank water. A TNP that won't reseat after you test it is telling you it's done. Carry spares and just replace it. On older tanks, test gently and be ready for it not to reseat. Don't test one you're not prepared to replace. Safety/code notes. TNP valves and their discharge piping are required and detailed by the plumbing code water heater/relief provisions. IPC section 504 covers water heater relief and discharge piping and the appliance/valve listing. Cite the section. Follow the listing for rating and installation. The discharge line rules full size, downhill, approved material. No valve/cap/threaded end. Approved termination exists so relief is never blocked and a discharge never scalds anyone. Follow them exactly. Thermal expansion. Control expansion tank is required on closed systems by the plumbing code. It's the correct fix for a TNP relieving on expansion, and it protects the whole plumbing system, not just the heater. A capped, plugged, or missing TNP, or one whose probe isn't in the water, is a life safety hazard steam explosion risk. Correct it before leaving and recommend the homeowner never bypass it.